Andrew Bujalski is a longtime filmmaker best known for inaugurating the mumblecore genre in 2002 with his film Funny Ha Ha. His films have been generally centered around the lives of 20-somethings as they awkwardly navigate through careers and relationships. This year, the True False Film Festival is bringing Bujalski's latest film to Columbia, Computer Chess. Andrew, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
So can you just tell us briefly what your film is about?
It's called Computer Chess, and it is about it's a real oddball kind of period piece about computer chess programmers circa late 70s, early 80s. And it's about a group of programmers having a weekend tournament at a hotel, pitting their programs against each other. Still a long ways away from defeating humans, but headed there. As dry as that might sound, it's a very strange movie.
You know, I like this idea of kind of exploring the beginnings of the tech age. It's kind of like a kind of exploring a contemporary history in some ways. Do you think there's a growing interest in this idea? You know, I'm thinking about the Steve Jobs movie, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking about the Facebook movie and all these kind of attempts to tell the pretty recent narratives of people that have kind of shaped technology as we know it.
Oh yeah, I think absolutely. And again, it's been a surprise to me. I mean, I think I didn't know until we premiered the movie about a month ago that I had made something zeitgeisty. That was a surprise to me, but I'm delighted. Yeah, I mean, especially now, you know, this movie takes place late 70s, early 80s, so I was a small child then, but it's stuff that a whole generation has grown up, and I think we're just starting now to wrap our heads around what happened. It's, you know, we're starting to try to measure the impact. I mean, for years, well before the digital age as we know it, I mean, of course, you know, in the 1940s, you can find people theorizing on coming technology and what it might do for us and to us. But of course, that's not always been predictable. It hasn't always shaped us the way we thought it would. But I think now we're getting to a point where we can start to look back and start to try to account for what has happened.
Am I right in saying that doing a period piece like this is kind of a major departure for your work?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always believed that, you know, it's never really about the past per se. It's always about trying to open some wormhole between the past and the present. I mean, it all one way or another comes from the same place within me. It's always I'm always, I think, drawn to the same themes and the same kinds of explorations. And every time I make a movie, I think, well, this is like nothing else I've ever done before. And then I kind of, you know, find out from reading the reviews a couple years later whether or not people think I'm just doing the same old thing or if it's something new.
One thing that we should mention explicitly that we haven't yet is that even though this film was being showed in the True False Documentary and Film Festival, it's not a documentary.
Right.
It's fiction with casted characters.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. You know, if you walked in with really not knowing what you're seeing for the first minute or so, you might believe it's documentary, and then it doesn't take too much longer than that for it to start to get strange. There is a kind of aspect of quote-unquote mockumentary to it, but I think that's not the center of it. That said, I think I've always borrowed heavily from documentary, and documentary is my training, really. That's what I studied film as an undergraduate at Harvard, which has the backbone of their program really is documentary filmmaking. Documentary is incredibly valuable training because it teaches you really to deal with the material that you have as opposed to the material that you think you have or you want to have. And, you know, one way or another, every filmmaker has that reckoning where they have to learn the difference between what they thought they were going to get and what they got. And documentary just teaches you that in the most direct and sometimes a brutal way possible.
What do you hope your audience gets out of this film?
You know, I think there's a certain kind of filmmaking that is really predicated on this idea that you can, well, as Hitchcock used to say, I think, play the audience like a piano, you know, that everybody's going to jump at the same time, or everybody's going to laugh at the same time. And when those movies work, they're thrilling. But for me, it's never been about trying to play the whole audience at once. I always am crafting something that I think is hopefully idiosyncratic enough and unique enough that everybody in that room is going to have their own experience of it. I hope it's exciting and fun for everybody. But, you know, if there are 100 people in the room, my dream is that it would be exciting and fun in 100 different ways for 100 different people.
Well, thank you for your time, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.